I love news like this. Coming out of the United States of America, the Pentagon. Now, the Pentagon, there's lots of different government agencies that operate out of the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And one in particular is the intelligence officials. Now, these are the guys and gals, and theys and thems, that look into things that are a little bit deeper than just what we know as us. I'm talking unidentifying flying objects.
The old UFOs.
The old UFOs, yes.
Right on. Oh, I'm glad you had some appropriate music.
Are they there? Are they not? Now, Jules, we've talked off air about this before, and we're talking just before about the fact that, well, UFOs are actually not necessarily aliens.
No, not necessarily. They're just unidentified objects, which means they could be space junk. They don't know what that is. Or it could be, I don't know, new technology from other countries that they've been keeping secret from us for a while.
But it also... could be.
But it also could be aliens.
Could be aliens.
Yeah, it could.
Or it could be...
I know you want it to be aliens.
I want it to be aliens so bad, just because I think it'd be so cool to be like, oh my goodness, there are aliens. All the crazies, me included, who have been batting on about this for years, would be right.
I feel like there has to be.
It's got to be something.
We can't be the only intelligent life form in the entire universe, right? I mean, we might be.
Yeah, I hope
not. I feel
not.
Like you've got all these other solar systems... and other living conditions that are very similar to ours. There has to be an intelligent life form out there.
Fingers crossed that there is, Jules, and they are willing to, you know, reveal themselves to us. I want to see them.
You want to co-live with them? I mean, have you seen Mission Impossible? Not Mission Impossible. Independence Day?
Yeah, true. I don't, maybe if they come in, do they come in peace, though?
Well, those ones did not.
No, they didn't. E.T. came in peace, though.
Correct.
You know, he just wanted a phone home. Now we've got the phones that probably could phone his home.
So what's the deal happening at the Pentagon at the moment?
So they're going to a hearing at the moment where they're going to make public hundreds, over 400 cases and files, including sites, footage from people, footage from airplane drivers, pilots, I think they're called.
Yep.
And basically they're going to uncover these and make them public for everyone.
Oh.
50 years of, like, files and paperwork, I suppose, that is
So the public will be able to access this?
We'll be able to access this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then they're going to a closed-door hearing where that's probably where they'll talk about the stuff that they don't want us to know. Yeah.
Right on.
I know. I'm a conspiracist.
I feel like...
I like thinking about this.
Season 2 of Unsolved Mysteries, the new version, is just going to be writing itself if this starts... lift the lid on this one.
Not to put fear into anyone. Hopefully they come in peace, but we will follow this story, Jules, and I might have to make a trip to the Pentagon to see my alien brothers.
Oh, good, so you can report back.
E.T. phone home. No, they didn't. Phone didn't ring. Bugger.
Might take a while.